Now, I want to share from God's word. Here is the message title of today: Develop Personally. Last week, I chatted with you about salvation as well as evangelism. I even had a lady share with me on the way in this morning. She said, thank you for your message last week. Because here's what, if you weren't here last week, just let me give you a real small synopsis of it. We need to be sharing about Jesus Christ every day. We need to look for opportunities to do that. We need to find opportunities that we can ask the question. Instead of just merely living our lives, we go around and we say, do you know Jesus? And so I stand before you letting you know that I don't do this all perfectly. But I encourage us, as we continue to go forward as a church, we have to share with Christ. So did you share with Christ someone this week? Did you have an opportunity? I'm not going to ask for you to come up here and talk about that. But were you able to say, do you know Christ? Do you know God? Do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I hope that that happened. And if not, this week, find somebody. Pray that prayer maybe every morning as you awaken. God, would you give someone to me today to share Christ with? And watch him just open the doors. Watch him open the doors. Maybe somebody will come up to you and say, there's something different. Can you talk to me? And if you say, well, you know, I don't have time. We're on the clock and Take the time and God will continue to provide opportunities for you to speak. If you are a new believer or you haven't been a follower very long, there's a responsibility for each of us. And even if you've been following God for many years, there's a responsibility on our shoulders. And that responsibility is to grow in the Lord and to become more and more like him. For us to become more, for us to become less, and for Christ to become more within us. Here's what it says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Peter says this also in his book. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. I think we each need to develop personally in our spiritual lives. So I ask the question today, where have you grown spiritually in recent days? Where have you pushed yourself to grow spiritually, personally, in recent days? It's amazing to me, this fact. My son is going to Rapid City Christian this year, and that's not the amazing part. The amazing part is this last Monday, they started track practice. Now, I don't know about you, but South Dakota has a really cold track season in my mind. I mean, those kids go and sit out on the track, and it's like an all-day event, and it's supposed to be sunny and nice and maybe a little windy, but there's a lot of track days that are just cold and dreary and not very nice in South Dakota. It takes something of a kid to say, I want to run track in South Dakota, because it's cold and yucky most of the time. And a lot of times you got to go inside a gymnasium and just do this thing. And I don't know if you've ever done this thing, but that gets kind of old after a while. You kind of just want to run, and even on a track, it might get old. But inside of a gymnasium, it gets kind of old. They want to develop personally to better their track times. That's what they want to do. How do we do personally, each of us, to develop in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? We want to look at what Jesus did here. It's interesting. A farmer will go and take care of his field. He will disc, he will farrow, he will plant, he will fertilize. What is your plan to develop personally in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have one? This is where we're at in the scripture today. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Here's what it says. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Number one, we should be like Jesus. Catch this. And Jesus increased in wisdom. I want you to think about that fact for just a moment. Why would Jesus need to increase in wisdom? I mean, this is God Most High. Why would he need to increase in wisdom? And yet he did. I believe in his earthly life he had to increase. We don't have a lot of writings to let us know how Jesus practically grew. We see him growing in his areas, but we don't know who his wisdom teacher was. We are unsure who his power lifting coach was to help him get his power in his physical body. We don't know exactly how he gained in favor with God and man, but it says that he grew, and so should we. I wonder if you've done a spiritual check recently to say, how am I doing in these areas? How have I been growing spiritually? Have you been more loving? If you're married in the room, ask your spouse. Maybe, if you want to. Have you been more honest? Have you been merciful? Have you seen that there's something just rising up within you, that there is just some kindness that has been coming out of you, and you're like, I shouldn't even be kind in this situation with these people because I don't like them. They don't like me, but you have seen God's kindness come up through you. Have you been joyful? Or with the weather that's coming and with a long winter, you found yourself to be grouchy? If so, stop it. That's not Christian. A Christian should be joyful, right? That's when every one of you should smile at me and say, yes, I am joyful today. I am joyful for the pain that I have in my body, for the storm that's coming. Isn't it wonderful? I know I'm alive. Have you found yourself to be more joyful? Have you found yourself to be more patient? Or is there some impatience in the room? How about gentleness? Maybe a good test would be to look at the fruit of the Spirit. That's found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Maybe you could just take a look at that and say, how am I doing? Am I growing in that? I'm assuming Jesus grew with the normal routine of life. And sometimes our kids don't like growing up, but each of their experiences enable them to develop as an adult in the days to come. Here's what one commentator says. The evangelist would teach us that, and this would be in Luke, with Jesus, bodily development proceeded in the same orderly fashion as it does with other men, while wisdom, deepening with the years, passed into his soul as it passes into the souls of other men by the ordinary channels of instruction, study, and thought. This word for increased is actually opto, and it means to beat forward, to lengthen out by hammering as a smith forges metals. And this word is in the imperfect tense, which means that it's a continuation. It's a progressive force. It doesn't just stop. Well, I've learned enough. No, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, and so should we. How is God increasing you in your walk with him? I encourage you to write it down. I encourage you to do an inventory. I know some of you don't like the journal, but I encourage you to write it down. I feel that God is increasing me in this area. I feel like God needs to increase me in this area, and ask for his help in that. We need to increase just like Jesus increased. We need to, number two, increase or grow in wisdom. Here's what it says in James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Proverbs 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. I wonder where you go to receive wisdom. Do you come to Pastor Steve? Do you go to somebody older than you? Do you go to a spouse? Do you go to a book? Where do you go? And Jesus increased in wisdom. We need to increase in wisdom with following the Lord. Please seek wisdom from the one who provides the best wisdom, and that's God. Sometimes we miss that. We try to find wisdom through other sources and we miss it through God Almighty. Maybe there's something in your life right now that you're like, I just don't understand and I'm not sure which way to go. Go to the Lord and continue to press into Him and say, give me wisdom in this. Give me understanding in this. Wayne Cordero is an author and he writes this in The Divine Mentor. The secret of growing in divine wisdom is to come to God stupid. Tell Him you don't know a thing. Tell Him you need to know how to think, how to tie your shoes, how to win friends and influence everybody. Now, you may think, well, I don't want to go to God stupid, and you don't have to go to Him stupid per se. But there are many times when well, God, I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to show you what I know. No, go to God and say, I need your help. I need your wisdom here. Ask the Lord for that wisdom. Maybe that's the thing that you need most this morning. Maybe you just need to hear this. I need to ask for the Lord for wisdom, men. And ask Him. And see what He says. Press in. Follow in His word. Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Number three, we should grow in stature. Now, this is, I think, dealing with maturity. And many of us in this room are adults. Now, some of us aren't. And some of you in the room that are adults, remember some of the dumb mistakes that you made. Amen? Some of you remember the dumb mistakes you made this last week. But hopefully, over time, they are getting less and less because you're growing in wisdom and you're growing in stature and you're growing in a way that you're saying, you know what? Okay, I've learned about this already. I don't need to make this mistake again. And so you mature. We grow in our stature. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, it says, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Philippians 3, brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. In what area do you need to grow in your maturity or your stature today? Does anybody know that this verse is actually found in the Old Testament? And it's said about somebody else who grew in stature and in favor with the Lord and also with men. Does anybody know who that was? Samuel was the one who was said that he grew in both stature and in favor with the Lord and with man. And then here we see Jesus doing that as well. The next point, we should grow in favor with God. I think we need to understand that we have grace with God. What do you understand about God's favor? We need to grow in favor with Him, and I think it means depending on Him more, not doing more things for Him, but depending on Him. Recently, a man in our congregation came to me and asked him to keep him accountable. And I said, okay. And he said, this is how I want you to keep me accountable. I am aiming to read or listen to the Bible through in the year. And so he said, I'm in Ruth right now, and I want to get through the Bible. And so every couple of weeks, whenever you see me, you just ask me how I'm doing. Now, I haven't talked to him in recent days, but I'm assuming he's in Samuel, Kings, or Chronicles. And the question I have is this, who makes him do this? Now, he's a man who's married. He has a couple of kids. Do you think his wife is making him do this? No. Do you think his kids are saying, well, Dad, you need to do this? No. Who's doing it? It's this man who's saying, I need to grow in the Lord, and I need to understand His word. We need to grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God. How are you growing in favor with God? I believe we gain favor with someone through spending time with that person. Hear me in this. If I'm spending time with someone, I'll use my wife as an example. Say on the early days of our dating relationship, I would gain favor with her if I actually lived up to the expectations that she thought I should have, all right? Not that they were like way lofty, but let's say this. I will pick you up at 7 o'clock and we will go on a date. Now, if I don't ever show up, I'm not gaining favor with my wife, am I? She wasn't my wife at the time, of course. If I even show up at 7:10, now, I may have run out of gas or something, a flat tire or something like that, but I gained favor with her by doing the right things. And I think that happens with the Lord. When we are with the Lord and we serve Him, then we grow in favor with Him. But if we're saying, you know what, this God stuff is okay sometimes, but it's not okay, then we don't gain favor with the Lord. We actually are doing ourselves a disservice. Jesus, I made reference to this. Do you understand what happened before it says in verse 52 what takes place? Look back to 41. I'm not going to read it all. I didn't have enough time to read all this, but it talks about Jesus going down to Jerusalem with his parents. And they went. And then they got ready to leave, and Jesus somehow didn't get with them. And they're like, oh, where did Jesus go? And they go back to Jerusalem, and there he is. And where is he at? He's in the temple. And this is what he says. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Thank you for being in church today, by the way. I think that's saying something to me, that you want to learn and that you want to develop and that you want to grow in favor with God and with man. And Jesus said, I've got to be in my Father's house. And that's the same way for us. You've got to say, I've got to be in my Father's house every Sunday. I've got to be in God's Word every Sunday. That's how we gain favor, and that's how we increase in favor with God, is we continue to be in a relationship with Him. Number five, we should grow in favor with man. We need to have grace towards others. Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Is there someone in your life right now that, as I mentioned this, that you have a rift with? See, Jesus grew in favor or in grace with man, and so should we. It doesn't mean that we bow to everything someone asks, but we can approach each man and grow together. In verse 51, a verse before 52, here's what it says. And he, being Jesus, went down with them and came to Nazareth. Catch this next phrase, especially those of you who are children in the room. And was submissive to them. That's a key point in Scripture, I think. Jesus, Almighty God, the Son of the Heavenly Father, was submissive to His earthly parents. He grew in favor with man, and so should we. When I'm a child, I'm encouraged, and some may say that I'm forced to go to school. There are laws that say that I need to be in school, that I need to be learning. And I learn as a child, well, at least that's my goal. Sometimes we don't necessarily learn all that much. As we become adults, which many of you are, no one pushes us to learn. Sure, a pastor can stand up in front, but I'm not going to call you this week and say, well, how have you grown in favor with God this week? You were in church service, and I'm going to give you a grade. All right, what are you kind of grading? Tell me how you're doing. Why don't you just turn in a 10-page paper? I'm not going to do that. Does anybody want to do that, write a 10-page paper this week? I could assign you, but you don't necessarily want that. Well, that's not how we learn. If you want to be an excellent mechanic, however, you're probably going to tinker with some cars and the engines, and you might even get ASE certified, and you may attend the University of Northern Ohio. That's rated the best auto mechanic school in the nation. Or if you're an adult and you want to become a doctor, you're going to study, and you know, many of you know this, if you want to be a doctor, you have to be the top percentage of your class. You can't be down low. And if you really want to be a best doctor, I understand that Harvard is ranked best medically speaking. If you want to become the best teacher, You don't just go to some community college and say, you know what, hopefully I can slide through, hopefully I can get just a little degree, and then I can become a teacher. No, you want to go to the best school that there is. If you want to be a minister, you don't want to just get an online degree from some secular university and say, well, whatever we believe, just give me a little MA behind my name and I'm good. No, you want to go to a place where you're going to study and learn and understand theology. In the same way in our adult lives, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. We must do this. We must develop personally. We must increase and continue to increase in our wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. Now hear me in this. We can only accomplish this through routinely spending time with Almighty God and receiving His mercy and His wisdom and His favor every day. Please don't think, if you walk out of here, please don't think, oh, Pastor Steve said I need to spend 15 minutes in prayer. Pastor Steve says I need to witness to 14 people. Pastor Steve says that I have to be in church every Sunday, even if I'm sick. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. You and I need to increase in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, and that's spending time with God as much as you can, all the time. And when the church doors are open, be here. And when you wake up in the morning, spend time with God and say, how can I increase? Give me this understanding. Give me the understanding that I need. I am so thankful for the cross. I am so thankful for Jesus that He allows me to increase and in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And I want to encourage you today, do a spiritual check on your life and say, how am I increasing? How am I growing? What have been those steps that God has helped me in? Because if you try to do it on your own, you're not going to do it. Trust me. It's kind of like the class that's getting ready to go where, Lord, change me. It's not about me. It's about me saying yes to God and saying, yes, I will increase with your power being shown to me. Increase in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Would you stand with me today? I want to pray for each of you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this time we've been able to come to church. Thank you for the songs that we've been able to sing. Thank you for communion. Thank you for your open word. And I pray that as these, your followers, these individuals who profess faith in you, as they leave today, they will know that they are aiming to increase in wisdom and in stature with you. I pray that you would raise up each man and each woman, each boy and each girl to develop further and further as they seek your face each and every day. May they be ones that will say yes to you and say yes to growing deeper. And sometimes that comes through affliction, and sometimes that goes through struggle. Sometimes that comes through some great joy. And so, God, I pray that you would help each of us to develop personally, that we would rely upon you. And just as Jesus, you have shown us this, I pray that we would increase. Lord Jesus, help us to decrease from our lives so that you may increase through us. And so, Lord, we ask for you to do this in our lives. Thank you, God, for what this week holds for each of us. And I pray that you would bless each person here today, that you would go before them, that you would shine your face upon them, and that you would give them your grace and your peace through everything that we do. We love you, and we pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.